Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm your host, Red Snapper. And like I said, we got a real sexy one for you to see, because we got a couple of ladies that's going to make you feel good as they talk to you about their books. And they're also going to be talking about other things that we bring up in the 2 hours we got. So sit back and relax. Get on the chat room because it's open. We're going to be doing that this evening. And if you got any questions, you know, make sure you want to call in. The number is 215-853-9. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we definitely want you to call in because the ladies definitely want to hear from you because they want to talk to you about their books. But before we do that, we want to kind of get a little bit of admin stuff out the way, and then we're going to get right into it. First of all, as you know, I have a new book that's going to be coming out this summer, and I'm waiting the anticipation of it. It's the fourth installment of the Scandalous Motives series, Scandalous Motives 4, and we're going to be bringing that out so you can get that and check it out because it's all the characters are doing the same old thing, except they're doing it in a different way and a different time, and it's sexy, as always, steamy as it can be. So as we go forth, we're going to keep on doing that. But before we get any further, I got to get my boy on. What's up, BV? How you doing this evening?
Man, what's up? Blessed and highly favored.
You sound like you've been fucking. What you doing, boy?
No comment. Lost my voice, so you know that.
Well, I know I'm getting a little crazy right now because the lady is probably tripping on me right now, but I'm going to bring them on because I know they were going off on what I just said, but this is Wrong Folks Radio, and we say what the fuck we want to do. So first of all, we're going to start with Keisha. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. We're glad to have you on the show, and we definitely hope that we're not offending you, but you did know this was Word Sexy Radio, right?
Oh, I did know this was Word Sexy Radio. I'm going to go ahead and clean my name up for you. It's Lakeisha, no H. I want to make sure everybody out there knows it's right when they say it. So when
okay,
they see
baby.
It, they'll know it's me.
I know. You in Richmond. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I used to live up there, so I know you got your stuff. You want it right. So we got that. So let's make sure we say Carla's name right, because Carla, how you doing, baby?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm just glad to have you on the show as well. So hopefully I'm not offending you because, like I said, this is
know.
Word Sexy Radio. And, you know, we
I
get sexy and hot.
I have a question.
Okay,
that
already.
That song that you were playing, what is that?
Yes.
Because that was something sexy. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was.
Well, you know it's sexy. First of all, you remember the group Today that you see
mm-hmm.
back in the day? Well, the lead singer is called Big Bub, and that's who made that. That's on that album that he has out now. And the name of the song is called My Way. So you need to go out there and get that Big Bub. He's the man. So, you know, he keeps it sexy like that. And, yeah, I'm glad you asked that because anybody else out there listening, you know, we do it like that all the time. So I just want y'all to go ahead and say hi to my co-host, D.V. Hint. He is the man himself. Can you speak to him?
Hi, D.V.
Hello, ladies. Hi, Carlo.
Hey, D.V. How are you?
Make sure you say Lakeisha's name right because you don't want to say it wrong because she'll cut your ass out. Anyway.
She said
with
no H, right? So it's
Lakeisha.
There you go. Yeah, I'm saying it wrong, Lakeisha. I'm sorry. I keep putting H in it. So, you know.
You got it.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it right here and I'm still fucking it up. But anyway. All right. Okay.
You're right.
So we're going
to
start.
Know that.
I'm supposed to know that. You're right. But guess what? We're going to start it off like this. We want to break it down and get y'all comfortable and let you know that we don't have scripted stuff going on Word Sexy Radio. So we just do it like it is. And we're going to start with you, Miss Lakeisha. Tell us about you and let everybody know what's going on with you. And then we're going to give a call.
All right. I am from Richmond, Virginia, and currently pushing my third novel, which is Fetish for a Blue Sky, a real sexy, erotic thriller. I've written two novels previously, Water in My Eyes and After the Storm. And I like to say my alter ego has written two short stories, which get a little more spicier than my novels, the first one being Power, and the second one being Southern Girls Escort Service. So
wow,
I think what I write
on Broad
kind of
Street,
fits.
Right? Okay. So you, I told you I used to live up there. I know about it.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You're calling it out.
Yeah.
You're calling it out.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been writing for about 15, 20 years, and hope everybody can go out there and cop that Fetish for a Blue Sky and Southern Girls Escort Service, which is in Nikki Turner's Street Chronicles Girls, A Woman's Work. I'm sorry, I was thinking about the old one. A Woman's Work is the newest one. So I'm kind of putting two things at one time.
Yeah, we need to get Nikki on here at one time, too. I've been trying to contact her to get her to see if she want to come on. I know she don't do erotica, but this is not just erotica. We do all authors and poets. So, you know, anytime somebody want to come on, we can definitely, you know, get them that's interested to talk about their books and stuff. So tell us about your alter ego real quick, because Carla dropped for some reason, trying to try to get her back. But tell us a little bit about your alter ego. What is your alter ego's name, first of all, and how sexy is she?
Well, my alter ego, I like to call her Kitty, and a lot of people that know me know Kitty. She just likes to do things unscripted, her
she's
way.
She's
and
free, right?
uninhibited. She is. Did you read Fetish for a Blue Sky?
No, but I want to.
All right, well, Scott Armfield is a woman who has a fetish for married men, and she pretty much does it her way. So that's a whole lot of my alter ego plan in Sky. She has three men, and she's jungling all three of them, and all of them are married, and she's giving them everything that they're missing at home.
So why you didn't just call that sugar daddy syndrome or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Because
well,
that shit is like, go ahead.
It's real. It is real. It is real. The reason I didn't call it sugar daddy syndrome is because she's doing it her way. She's not doing it their way. She's doing it the way she wants to do it.
Well, my understanding of that is, I mean, you can have a sugar daddy, and most of the time it's your way anyway. Sugar daddy ain't running shit.
Well, you know, some of them like to think they are, and you know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, women make it seem like you're running it, but, you know, they ain't running shit.
They're not.
They're just giving up the money.
They are. We always
DV,
have
DV, I know
power.
You got a comment on that. Come on, DV.
Man, I'm just listening to y'all banter. I'm like, I'm sitting here tripping out because, you know, I'm listening to her recap of the story. You talk about sugar daddies. I'm like, oh, listen to these two cats go at it.
But you know how it is. Some of us have been in those positions before. Not all, but, you know, some of us have probably played that role at one time or another. You know, so we just want to kind of get that out there. You know, a lot of times, if you're a sugar daddy, you think you're running things, but you're really not. You know, it's all about what you're trying to get. So, yeah, so you know how that goes.
I've never played that role.
Well, that's okay, DV. You get older, brother. Trust me. You get older, and I think that you will get in that role eventually. You may not be there now, but, you know, keep on living. Keep on living, brother. Keep on living, brother. That's right. Keep on
living. Never don't play never.
All right. Okay. But, Carla, are you there, baby? I know you kept dropping. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, tell us about you, sweetheart.
Well, my name is Carla Pennington. I am from Pritchard, Alabama. I have three beautiful kids, a 19-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 7-year-old. I'm currently continuously pushing my second novel, the sequel to The Available Wife. And I'm currently working on a third novel at this time. I was thinking about doing a third installment to The Available Wife, but I decided not to because I have other things going on in my head. I've done a few short stories with Shanae Green Dowdell, the Mocha Chocolate series. Mm-hmm. My short stories were called Deceitful Love, and one other was Point and Click Lover. And I've also worked with...
Hey, I like that shit. Point and click.
So you know where he came from.
Man, that's some internet bullshit right there. I like that.
Point and click lover. So you know where he came from. So
yeah,
I'm just currently just out there just doing my thing, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk some more with both of y'all because y'all both sexy as I don't know what. So we got to do that.
You.
But look, I got this other caller here. I'm trying to see if this is a listener or if this is someone that's calling in with the area code 302. Now, don't hang up. Don't have anything to say, just don't say anything. But don't hang up because I don't want to scare y'all. But this is Word Sex Radio, so are you calling in? Where are you calling from?
This is Katie.
Well, how you doing? I thought that was you. I just want to make sure. Because sometimes you get people, and when they call in, they get scared. But this is Katie Harris, y'all. Say hi to Katie.
Hey,
hi, Katie.
Katie.
Hi. Hi, everyone. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Fine. What about yourself?
Good. Just finished Bliss 3 this morning, so
Oh, damn, Bliss 3.
Yes.
You just finished it this morning?
Oh, wow.
I saw you was finishing it, but I didn't know it was today. Oh, you did a rewrite.
Yeah,
okay.
I turned in, like, at the rewrite, everything turned in this morning. I'm done.
Oh,
I know that's right.
So
when is it dropping?
It's dropping this week. I mean, because I was already back and forth with the editor. So I just had to, like, do my little changes or whatever, and I'm finished.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be out on ebook, I believe, this Thursday, and probably in book form within the next couple weeks. Yeah.
All right. So what novel number is this for you now, KD?
This is number 7.
Okay,
wow.
I thought so. I knew you was up there, yeah. Okay, well, congratulations on that. We're glad that you came on in short notice, because I saw her today, and I was like, man, I ain't talked to her in a long time. So I asked her,
no,
so she didn't mind coming on tonight.
Huh? Yeah. I
mean,
I know. I know. It's been a while, and I've been fucking up. So, you know, we definitely got to talk. Because I've been, DV will tell you, I've been messing up. Anyway, well, I'm glad to have these three ladies on here. DV, it's me and you against three women, because the women that used to be on the show with us, for some reason, doesn't seem to work. Oh, man. They got a lot of things going on in their life. Their careers are moving forward. So we're going to have to hold it down on our own. Can we do it, DV?
Man, what haven't we? Yeah, there's been times we've been fired
already.
What was that again? Somebody said something.
I said, did he run already?
Oh, damn. I don't know, because DV, you're getting a little slow on me. What's going on, man? Now, hey, I hope you got those questions, which I know you don't, but it'd be good if you had the fabulous questions that we normally ask with these three women. And I don't know if we did this with KD before, but DV usually has questions. Do you have them? Before I even go into them, do you have any questions?
No.
Yes.
Right now, you know, I'm in the process of driving. You know, I don't like to ask questions while I'm driving.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
might crash.
Bad situation.
You might crash. Okay, well, I got you. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do then. I'm going to ask KD a question real quick. How's life over in La Femme with you? I know it's going pretty well. Is that pretty good for you over there compared to where you
that
were before?
Busy. You know what is different? I think I'm more busy now since I was with them because I'm actually working with the company. Like, I actually work in administration as well. So it's like I'm constantly working. You know, it's if I'm not writing, I'm doing something else with them.
Right.
So it's a different situation. Just like I said, I see a lot of behind the scenes that I wouldn't see if I was just an author. So it makes me appreciate, I think, both sides a little bit better, you know, so I can understand a little bit better, you know, when a lot of authors get upset about certain situations within a company because they don't understand, I actually see when people don't want to pay bills and, you know, your book is sitting there and people ain't paying their invoices. So I see
right,
that.
Right.
You know, where the issue come in at.
So wait, here's
a lot of
my
people don't understand.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here's my question for all the ladies. You know, we all talk about writing, but is writing something that you do for a source of income, or is writing what you do to supplement your income? So basically what I'm asking is writing your only job, or does everybody have other jobs and they write whenever they get the time?
This is Carla speaking. I know with me, writing is, I'm not going to even say that it's a supplemental income. It's just something that I love doing, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy the money that comes in behind it, but I do have another job. So I'm like, this is not something that I just focus on of making money and that this is going to pay my bills. This is
a, you know, why he asked that question? He want to know if y'all be out there selling ass or something. That's what. That's why he asked.
No. Oh, now we will flirt.
I like how you paraphrase that
shit. We flirt like hell.
Get
me now. That works a lot, flirting.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead. Who wants to answer next?
This is Lakeisa, and writing is not my full-time job. I do have a corporate job full-time that pays the bills, and writing is pretty much like Carla said. It's something that I love to do. I enjoy doing. I would hope one day that writing would be my primary job, but as it stands, it is not. So I'll keep doing it until I can pay the bills. Yeah.
No, that's right. And KD answered before you. Did you hear what KD said? And or she wants to go back over it again, she can tell you.
No, I'm right here. No, you know, if the literary world is, I would say, my full-time job. So just like I said, it's not that I'm just writing. I also do consulting. I do author development. I do a whole lot, you know what I mean, to bring the income in. You have to. With the way that books are going nowadays, I'm sorry to say, but you can't solely be stuck on a book. I mean, if you want to stay in the literary world, I mean, you can expand it to different things. Like, I do my factual fiction. And, I mean, it's different things that I do that's still connected in the literary world because, like I said, I love to write. That's, like, my first thing for me. I mean, I substitute. Like, I go to the school and teach or whatever here and there when I feel like it. But other than that, it's my books and things that I do inside the literary world that keeps me together. And I just thank God that, you know, it can pay me and do what I need to do. But if that gets slow, I know how to get out there and get myself a job.
Exactly.
Right. So in other words, you diversify.
You have to. You can't just write books. I mean, if that's what you want to do, If this is what you want to do, you can't just write books here.
Right, right.
Some days is over.
Well, let me see. We may have a question here from area code 810. Do you have a question? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Are you just listening? Hello. State your name and where you calling from.
This is Toy Hunt. I'm calling from Michigan.
All right. Did you have a question or you just wanted to listen?
I just wanted to listen.
Okay. Well, don't hang up. Don't let me scare you away, because sometimes when I call people out, they get scared and they just run the fuck away. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right.
It's your voice, Red. You scare me.
That right there might have done it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it like that. Okay. We got another one here, maybe from 216 area code. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay. See, I scared him away. I didn't mean to do that. Okay.
No,
all right. So we're going to keep going. They dropped. Maybe they'll be back. But anyway. All right. So we're glad, like I said, to have you ladies on the show. And what we normally do is we give you a chance to talk about your books and what you're going to be doing. And we'll give you time. And this is a two-hour show, and you definitely can stay on the whole time. But a lot of times we get into situations and we talk about different things that's going on out there right now in the world. And, you know, sometimes we get questions from the chat room as well. And I'm looking in there, and nobody's there. Well, there's somebody there, but they haven't asked a question yet. So we'll be probably getting questions from there as well. But, you know, if any issues that you may have that you see, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the literary world. We talk about relationships, and we do a lot of things here on Word Sexy as well. So if you have a question or something that you'd like to bring up, we can definitely do that right now. So anyone.
Okay. I mean, what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about bliss right now?
Yeah, well, let's talk about bliss.
No,
let's talk about bliss since
you
brought that up.
Talk about. No,
okay.
Wait, I know what I want to talk about. I read
what you
want to talk about? Wife, and you did an excellent job, Carla.
Well, thank you.
You did an excellent job. Yes, you did. And, I mean, I always read. That's just something I did before I even started writing. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me pick this up and let me check it out.
Did you read both of them?
So what's going on with this Available
one.
Wife? Is this how much is Available
did.
Wife true, and how much is it you, or is it not you? Is it somebody you know, or you know? Because you get these questions all the time when you do book signings.
I'm gonna tell you
so.
That right now.
Say what?
So I started saying the main character. I want to slap her every chance I got. And you know what? You did your job because you brought out an emotion because
well,
she made me
you.
Sick.
Thank you.
That's coming strong from a strong writer.
It's fictional. To a certain degree.
Of course it is. Well, you know,
yeah,
some of that shit is you. You know some of that shit is you. But it wasn't
you.
Throw
that disclaimer up there. It's fake.
Exactly.
Some of it.
You know some of it's you, just like some of the shit I write. It ain't all me, but some of it is.
Exactly, exactly. I'm like,
we're coming from somewhere.
Tendencies.
Exactly. So what's this fellow wife doing? What is she doing? Is she like getting it up the ass? What's she doing? Tell us about it a little bit without telling the story.
She's available to every man except her husband.
Damn, I like that already. Now, what is he? Is he a money man and
that
shit?
That sounds like, hey, no. From my point of view, that sounds like a tragedy, all right? Like that poor man.
Sugar daddy. A live-in sugar daddy. When we was talking about that earlier, he sounds like a live-in sugar daddy.
She wears the pants. She's the breadwinner. She's the CEO of her own record label. I'm like, her husband, I don't want to call him sorry, but he used to produce records, and he's no longer in it now. So she's footing the bill, and she can't stand it that he's over there doing that. She needs some aggression in her life, and she finds that in my character, Kingston. And with the name like that, you know he's off the chain.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is he sitting on his thumbs and shit? Is he rotating on him or what? Why is he not doing that?
He's like Mr. Mom in the house. He's taking care of the
kids.
And he actually wants to work for her, but she won't let him come work for her because she has all her little secrets going on. And she told him one day, that what are you going to do at my job, clean the bathroom?
Damn.
He kind of belittles him and stuff, yeah.
Well. So, in other words, he's a husband of Hollywood.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
He's
a husband of Hollywood?
Yeah.
Damn.
I tell you
I
what.
I guess I'm the only one that's seen that terrible show.
She is thrown all the way to the left when it comes to Kingston.
Let me tell you, this is a good subject. While y'all talking about Kingston, go ahead and get y'all little stuff out, and we're going to ask this question when y'all get done. Tell me,
go ahead. I want to let y'all go ahead and get you, because I think y'all have something going on there for a minute. And then after that, I'm going to ask this question that I see going on since we kind of brought this up.
Uh-oh. Now, what were you saying?
Did you read both books? Did you read one and two?
No, I didn't get to read two yet, because what happened was I started writing. I was working on Bliss 3.
Yeah,
but I did
okay.
read part one. And I was like, okay. Oh, my God, I can't wait till it came out. When it came out, I was still writing, so I said, but now I'm free for like 2 weeks, so I'm going to go get it, because I have
okay.
to know what's going
to happen.
So have y'all thought about collaborating, doing a collab and writing some shit together?
Oh, no, we haven't. I'm like,
I
love it.
I did that once with Model Bubbles, and I don't know if I like that too much. I mean, not to say that everybody would do that, because what it is that people have two different thought processes, but
mm-hmm.
if you're on the same wavelength, I think you can do it. But
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it don't necessarily have to be. Okay, let me elaborate. Let me kind of explain. Maybe not doing the same
okay.
story together, but just maybe like an anthology of stories that
yeah.
y'all can write your own and put in.
Like,
I mean,
one,
yeah,
yes.
cause I know, which yeah, because I know writing together, you definitely have to be on the same sheet.
Exactly.
But what I mean is like maybe coming together doing some kind of erotic anthology, because I have one that I want to do called Contagious Lust 2 that I'm trying to get some authors for. So, I mean, it would be nice to get some people that want to come together and write some shit and just, you know, let's put it together and get it out there and get some people hot and horny and wanting to do some things.
Exactly.
So would you mind
not to put this in? Yeah, I just got to bring some craziness with it. I just can't do straight erotica. It has to be some
drama,
you know,
yeah. some type
issues.
Of storyline to it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not seeing.
Oh,
I'm getting it wrong.
She
no, she just slapped in the face. But let me tell you this. That goes back to this. When I say erotica, a lot of people think it's just porn, and there's a difference
exactly.
between the two.
Exactly.
Erotica, you have a storyline, and the sex just happened to be the icing on the cake. That's
exactly.
what I write. Now, you got some people that write porn. That's all they want to do is just write about some fucking, and that's it. But
yeah.
that's not what I'm talking about.
Understandable.
So I mean, that's what we're looking at. So, I mean, if you guys are interested in that, we can definitely talk about that as well. But the question I had that came up was about the, when DV was talking about the Hollywood husbands and all this, the stay-home husbands, the motherfuckers that's weak and shit. What do y'all think about that, when a man does that or gets in that position? Do you think that it's right for a woman to put a man like that, or that he allows that to happen? Or is that another form of abuse that's not talked about, like you know, because there's a form of abuse that men get that's not talked about all the time. It's always about women who get dogged, and it's not necessarily beating. It's verbal abuse as well. So
mm-hmm.
how do you look at that, since you wrote the story on that? And then, you know, I want to get your opinions on it. So we want to kind of talk a little bit about that. And now I'm going to get Keisha's stuff in there, too, because she's got some sexy stuff we want to talk about, too, because I know she got some freaky shit. But I just want to get this out real fast. What do you think about that and the way things are looking? Like you said, the Hollywood wives, they have these men in these places where they're not in charge or not in leadership.
I actually wrote an article, was it last year, and it was called Men Are Abused Too. And with me, you know, that's something that abused men keep secret because they feel like they're the man and this is not supposed to happen to them. But there are a lot of women out there, they look at men as weak when they do those type of things, like to stay home and do nothing or whatever, let her be the breadwinner. And there are some out there that, okay, I can get the bread, he could take care of home, because I have a career, I want to do what I'm going to do, you know, to make this money and get where I'm going, trying to go in my life. And she doesn't mind that. So with me, I know personally, I'm 50-50 on it. I would kind of have a problem with it, especially if he's like weak, you know, and won't not necessarily stand up to me, like letting me make all of the decisions. I would want him to step up and be a man, you know, put me in my place when I need to be put in my place. I don't care if I'm making
that's
the
what
money
I was gonna
or
say.
Not. Put me in
right.
my place
yeah.
because we
so,
want
but
that.
The thing but the problem I see with this shit is this. You got some of these women who are in those positions and they put the man like that on purpose and they always use that, throw it in his face. Like the man could be working. He could be making some money, but he may not be making what she makes. She might be making six figures. He might be making five. He might be close to where she is, or may not even be there, or maybe half there, you know. And then she wants to belittle the man. He's trying his best. And he, I'm talking about a man that's really out there trying to do something. He ain't no motherfucker that's out here trying to get over or nothing like that. He's somebody who is really trying to do something, to be a man, bring home what he can, and, you know, take care of his part of the pie. So why do you got some women that play that role and just act like he ain't shit, and then they want to, when he try to make a decision, they belittle him in front of everybody and all this kind of stuff? Why does that, I mean, I don't understand that.
All right, I'm going to say something.
Yeah, because I know that wasn't the question. I'm just, okay.
Yeah,
go ahead,
TV. But this is what I'm going to say. Like, I've noticed a lot of intelligent women feel like this. They're like, look, if I see more potential in my man that he sees in himself and he's not willing to exert that potential, then what reason do I have to stick around? You know, so there's a difference between a man who don't want to do nothing and a man who can't do nothing. So, I mean, in true perspective, Beyonce is making 3 times the amount of money that Jay-Z is making, but she still allows him to be the man of the house. You know, it doesn't matter what the money, you know, if y'all both can live comfortably, you know, then if he wants to hold on to, if, like she said, if she want to make the bread, he want to bake the bread, then so be it. You know, if that's what it takes to raise the kids so that they're not out, you know, doing God knows what with God knows who. So, I mean, my perspective has always been this. As long as there's somebody holding down the house for it, and as long as there's somebody bringing enough money to supplement, you know, both people, then I don't see what the problem is. You know, now,
okay,
don't get me wrong, I don't think anybody should settle. Any man should just be like, hey, I'm happy my woman makes money and I'm never going to do anything again. I think that's the wrong mentality. I think if you guys are going to make it, y'all need to basically, I don't even know the word I'm looking for, but he needs to hold down a fort somewhere, she needs to hold down a fort somewhere, and they need to have a happy medium. If they don't
it's
have
a compromise,
happy medium,
man, it's called compromising again, and it deals with money and everything as well. It's not just the relationship, but that is part of relationship. You got to be able to have that compromise, like you said, and the lady hit it on the head when you said the man, if he's going to sit there and be weak, you know, you don't want that. You don't want him to have that. You know, he needs to still have a standard. Just because she's making a certain amount of money, he still needs to be a man. It's not the money that makes you the man, is what she's saying. And I get that. So anybody out there that's listening, if you got any questions, you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And we do have a couple of callers. I want to see if they have a question. Call up at 804-47, or I ain't going to say the rest of your number. Do you have a question?
Just tell you the whole phone number, huh? Like, I'm going to call you.
I'm not going to give the whole phone number. I'm not going to give the whole phone number. You always say that. But anyway, because there's several with the same area code, so I got to say another piece to it. You see what I'm saying? So I could say the last 4, but now I don't want to do that. So do you have a question? See, they don't even know if I'm talking to them. So I'm
hey, Brad, just do this. Just say the last 4 phone numbers, the last 4 digits. So it don't matter what
okay,
area
so,
code they are.
Right, so 2798, do you have a question? Okay, they do not. Okay, but you're right, though, man. I'm trying, brother. But anyway, all right, so here we go. Okay, so anybody else want to hit what we were just saying there? Because I think that, you know, it's all about compromising. And I think that if the man is being a man, it shouldn't matter what's in his pocket or how much he makes. But, you know, some people make it that way. So how do you fix that when you're in a situation like that? How does that get fixed?
But you can't fix the small mind. People who think like that have small minds and limited vision, you know, so you can't fix that. If that's
okay,
who they
Carla,
are,
what you got to say about
be.
That? I think Carla, since Carla wrote this story, I want to see what she got to say about it. Is she still there or is she gone? Okay, hold on.
I think she dropped. I can't
hold on. Carla, are you there?
Yeah, I got you now.
I got you now. Did you hear the question, or do I need to repeat what I said?
Repeat it, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're still talking about your subject of your book, and we're still trying to get an answer or you know, something that we can kind of understand on situations where men are put in that position or they put themselves in that position where the woman is running everything. How can that be fixed? You know, do you have a solution in your book or a way that was tackled? How did you approach that?
I have to agree with DV when he said that it's small-minded people, because if you have that compromise going, then it shouldn't matter. I know with me,
right.
I've been out on dates and whatever, and I pay for everything. You know, I don't mind doing that. If that's something that I want to do, you know, and I'm happy,
right.
happy to do that. You know, I don't mind doing that. But like he said, it's the small-minded people, and they probably more than likely think that the man should do this and take care of this and do this, do that, do that, do that. But it doesn't work that way in the world all the time now.
But I'm, since you brought it up like that, since you said that, I got to take this to another step. Men that are out there really trying to make it, but they're not working because of the situation that's going on now, unemployment, everything. I've been in this myself, so I can ask, how do you feel about a man? You take it like you just asked, you said you don't mind paying. If a man is out there, you know he ain't trying to get over you, he's really trying to do well, and he chooses not to really take you out because he doesn't have a job because he doesn't want to seem like he's not a man, how would you be approach that? If you really like this man, would you be willing to let him, to take him out if he allow you to do that?
Yeah. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But you got some women that don't. You got some women. You got some women.
If it's something that I want to do and if it's something I know that he wants to do, I don't have a problem with it at all.
Okay. Lady, any other ladies have anything to say on that?
No, I agree. I mean, if it's something that I feel I want to get myself into, then so be it. But, again, boundaries need to be set from the very beginning so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
And so it needs to be an informed decision is what you're saying. If you sit
Definitely.
Down and communicate and talk to each other, make it an informed decision, let you know. So, yeah, I get that. But a lot of times people just don't seem to want to do that because it's always these games that people play. Instead of just being
mm-hmm.
honest and coming out and saying what's really
mm-hmm.
going on, even if it's just you want to be not in a relationship, but you want to go out and date, and if it becomes something more, then fine. If it doesn't, people just don't know how to say that. I think they
mm-hmm.
want to say it, but they don't because they're worried that they're not going to get what they're really after or whatever it is, sexually or whatever. How can that be approached? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm a single man. I am not looking for a wife or a girlfriend right now, but I do want to date and go out with people. And if I have friends that want to do more than just go out, if they want to get intimate or whatever, it's always put on the table in the beginning to let them know where I'm coming from so that they can understand, so they can make an informed decision. Some people might call that being a hoe. I don't think so. I think that's just being honest. What do you say about that?
It's not being a hoe, but it's certainly being hoe-ish. I mean,
what do you mean hoe-ish? Why is it hoe-ish? Why is it hoe-ish?
Just because you're wearing a hoe's uniform don't make you a hoe. You know what I'm saying? But it don't stop everybody from thinking you a hoe.
Okay,
you're,
well, I don't care what people
you,
think.
You know,
as long as the person...
We talk about this all the time. If you,
look,
because
as long
we talk
as
about the, we talk about truth and honesty. No, real talk. We talk about truth and honesty. And you're like, okay, if you're going on a date and you go to the other date, you got a girl, and if she want to bang you, then that's her decision, her informed decision. Well, you only inform one person. You ain't informed the person you with. You inform the person that you're currently dating.
But, D.V.,
you know what
I
mean?
Didn't say that. I didn't say that I didn't put another person involved in it. I'm talking about me and
yeah,
one person
right.
or somebody with another person. There's no girlfriend. There's nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how is that hoe-ish when you're telling the truth?
But look,
the person don't have to fuck you if they don't want to do it because you told them.
Yeah.
So how is it being hoe-ish?
Because, like, I'm going to bring the other person back just because. Right?
I want to get the women to talk. Forget about DV. I want to hear what the women got to say. I mean, I go through this with him all the damn time. I want to hear what the, I want to get a
true.
Woman's point of view. KD, what do you think about that? Tell me what you think about that. You there? Okay, she might be gone. See, I'm looking at the. There's a lot of numbers on here. I don't know if people have dropped. So, how about Lakeisa? You have anything to say on that?
I mean, I think if everybody involved knows what the other person is doing, everything is on the table. Call it what you want, but honesty is the best policy. Now, if people are not being honest and truthful, then to me that makes you a hoe because you're being deceitful and you're lying and you're just not being honest with the people that are involved. And I think the people involved need to make the decision on whether or not they want to proceed with the friendship, relationship, or whatever based on
that. That's right. That's why it's called an informed decision because
yep.
they're informed. That's the difference between ho-ish, as he says, and just doing that. I can see if you're out here just you're not telling her nothing. You're just doing
mm-hmm.
this shit. You're going out with everybody. You ain't saying nothing, but you're trying to do everybody. Then that's being a hoe.
And
but
that's what a lot of people are doing because they're
right.
not being honest. And
right.
that's why we have so much drama today.
But you'd be surprised. I hear some feedback there somewhere in the background. But you'd be surprised that how many people, if you be honest with them, what they'll do. See, a lot of people
You know, that's for real.
Yeah, some feedback somewhere, I don't know. But anyway, you'd be surprised if you be honest with someone how much that you could probably get further in something if you, I mean, you didn't, you know, if you're being honest. No, I don't know. Somebody's...
I don't know where that's coming from. Let me see. Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, but anyway, like I was saying, I think I found where it was at. Okay. I just think, honestly, like you said, it's the best policy. And the thing is when you're able to make an informed decision, it's okay. But it's when you lie and don't tell the truth, that's what makes people get mad and want to get revenge on you or get back at you and do these things because you didn't tell the truth. When you could have just told the truth, and then if they want to do something, they're going to do it. Most of the time, they're going to do it if you just tell the truth.
Yeah,
but
right.
See, people think that they ain't going to get it because they ain't told the truth, so then they end up in trouble. And I think that's, you know, bad. So, but I think that's a good subject that you covered in your book, and I definitely want to get that book. I'm going to probably get it tonight so I can go ahead and read it and you know, get it so I can get the full aspect of it. And I'm going to have you come back on so we can talk some more because I know you said you had some other things going on and you don't know if you're going to do a sequel to this one, right, Carla?
Well, actually, there is a sequel. I don't know if I'm going to do a part three.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely will have to check that out then.
Yeah, I have The Available Wife Part 1 and 2.
Okay. Okay. Now, I got this other 804. This is 2798. Do you have a question?
I do not. I was just listening, and I agree with everything you guys have been saying. And it's, you know, I feel the same way, that honesty is right, and right is never wrong.
Right.
You know, here's my hand. You know, I'd rather somebody say, here's the hand that we're going to play with. Do you want to play, or do you want to throw it back in? What do you want to do? And then you're responsible as an adult for your own decisions. But
I love
you
that analogy.
Have the information that you need to make an intelligent decision and something that works for you.
Right. And people will respect you for that, you know, because they didn't
get
hurt. You
know,
that's
what it's all about.
Just,
it's about respect and honesty because,
right.
You know, you don't mess with people's feelings. You know, you just...
Right. Because, see, the reason why women want to, or not all women, but some women want to cut your ties or fuck up your house or something because you took
lie.
Something from them and you didn't tell them the truth. If you would just been honest and said, I just want some pussy, she might say, okay, you can have some. You never know.
That's all I want, too. Mm-hmm. So, hey.
You know, because women are like that, too. They might just want to fuck. They might not want that meeting.
Exactly.
I am finding out that there is a lot of women out there that don't want to be in a relationship because men think they do because they think that's the norm of women. And that ain't true. If women could do like men and not get dogs in society, they'd be out there harder than we are. That's the reason why they know how to play better, because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because society puts them in a situation where they can't be out there blatant like some men. And men fuck up. Some men just don't know what the fuck they're doing anyway. You know, they just be fucking up and shit and just doing, think they all that, and they ain't. But women know how to hide it. They know how to keep it. They know how to keep it out of your face. They could be doing shit, could have just left somebody and make it seem like the routine ain't been changed or nothing. But men just get all stupid and routines change and shit. You know, hiding your damn phone and shit, taking the damn phone in the bathroom and all this shit. All this old bullshit.
We're happy you're admitting
that. I'm just saying, I don't have to because I'm not married and I don't have anybody. But the thing is if you're honest, even when you're in a situation like I'm in, you don't have to do all that. She knows that you're talking to somebody else, other people. You ain't got to do that. But see, when you're trying to be slick, thinking, I can't get no pussy if she know I'm trying to get this other one too, she might want to get somebody else too, and she'll tell you. That's the thing. But guys, just don't get it. So the men that's listening, I hope y'all catching on to this, because it would be a whole lot better for you if you did it correctly. That's all I'm going to say. What you think, ZV?
Hey, you know,
you're breaking up, brother. What's up?
No, I've always said that honesty is the best aphrodisiac. Because, you know, God knows I'm a terrible liar. So I'm one of those people that, because I always forget the stuff that I say, I was like,
well, everybody, you ain't the only one. Everybody forgets. You say that shit long enough, that shit going to be starting real to you. And you're going to be, like, believing it yourself. And it ain't true. You know what I'm saying? So it's just the way it is. So that's how it goes. And we got T.L. James. She's in the chat room. How you doing, T.L.? You should come on sometime. But anyway, she knows a lot too, I tell you, boy. But anyway, anybody got any questions or if you want to call in, and you know, we talk real here. So the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio. We're going to give everybody a chance, all the authors that are here, to let everybody know how to get their books as well, and to be able to get them if they want to come in for a book signer or something like that. You know, we're going to work on that. And this other number with the area, well, 7620, these are the ones that was had the feedback. Did y'all have a question? Or y'all just
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this? Say your name, state your name and where you calling from.
What's up? This is CJ Hudson, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, do you have a question?
I knew that 216. I knew that 216.
Okay, I knew you 216, but I just want to make sure. See, when I had you on earlier, man, it was a whole bunch of shit going on in the background. I had to cut you off.
No, I didn't know what was going on, man. Okay,
listening to what we've been talking about.
Oh, yeah, the assassin is always in tune to listen to what's going on.
So tell me, give me your opinion since we got you on right now, another male perspective on being honest in a relationship, whether you're single or married or whatever. If you meet somebody and you want to get with them, and do you tell the truth or do you lie to them to get the ass? What do you do, man?
It depends on what type of dude you is, man. If you that dog type of dude, that's
we talking about you, brother. We talking about you.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm
you.
I'm a happily married man, dog. I'm a happily married man, so I don't have to go that route. You know, I have always been married.
Let's tell you always not married side and leave a happily married man where it is right now. That's good. I appreciate that. That's
okay,
great.
Okay.
Let's talk about your whole side.
You might get in trouble.
Is your wife with you?
No, I'm in another room. That's why I walked in the room, because I know y'all going to go with that.
Okay, well, go ahead and give your opinion. We ain't gonna get you in trouble, but, you know, go ahead and say what you got to say.
My opinion is this, man. You know, if you're going out, you know, you're meeting a woman and all that, you know, and, you know, you're trying to hit them skins or something, you're going to tell a few lies. Any man that says he's not, he's telling a lie. He's telling a lie right then.
Why you gotta lie, man? Why you gotta lie? Why do you have
to
lie?
Because most women don't want to hear the truth sometimes.
Okay, all right, stop right there. Stop right there, brother. Stop right there. Ladies, this is your chance. This is your chance right now.
I want to hear the truth. Give me the option to say yay or nay.
Yep.
You know why men lie, brother? Men lie because they think they ain't going to get the pussy. That's why they lie. If they just go ahead and tell the truth, they still might get it. They may not get it right then, but they will. Well, listen, though. Listen to me now. I'm not trying to dog with you what you're saying. What you're saying is right, but to a point, I have to say this. Men want to get it today. If they would just be patient, they are going to get it. Because a woman, when they see you, they already know they're going to use a pussy. Now, when they first see your ass. It's how you get to them. And when you start trying to get to them correctly, the way that they say it or that they like the way you're coming at them, you're going to get the ass. So if you don't lie, that makes you get it even better. But see, guys don't think that way because they think, well, I want to get this pussy this weekend.
Yeah,
I want to
think that way. Yeah, they don't think that way.
Not you. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about some guys. Yeah. So
no,
some
I'm
of them are like, I want to get it now.
No,
because I know a lot. Okay, so you're saying that they ain't thinking that way.
No, guys don't think that way in general. Not in general. Now,
so why do guys think?
Huh?
I'm not a guy. I don't know. So how do guys think? I guess I ain't a guy. But anyway.
Man, guys think below their ways. They always have. You know, now, I'm not saying every single guy thinks that way, but the majority of them do. The majority
they think
of
how?
Them do.
They think what? That if they have to lie to get the ass, that's the only way they're going to get it?
Most guys, yeah, they will do that.
They get it faster. You know, what he's saying is they get it faster by lying than by telling the truth.
Didn't I just say that, though? Isn't that what I was saying, though? Didn't I say that?
I'm not disagreeing.
They want to get it quicker, so they lie.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all.
Okay, so
I mean,
my thing is...
When I was single, now, me personally, I grew up in a home...
I love it, brother. Boy, I'm laughing because you lying right now, goddamn. Anyway, go ahead.
No,
I'm playing with you. Man, I'm playing with you. Go ahead, man.
When I was single, to be honest with you, I grew up in a home with a mother and a father. That's what I saw. So that's what I expected. you know. So when I started dating and stuff, you know, I'm the type of brother, I was always trying to be serious, which sometimes was my downfall, you know, because
okay.
Some women will play on that.
Right.
Some women will play, play y'all like
what,
that.
One thing that I can't agree with you just said about you in the household with your mother, father, sister. So, okay, for you and some guys, I'm going to say that's probably true. But a lot of times, that really doesn't matter. If they see their daddy and mama together and they see daddy out there fucking around, then they're going to do that
right,
too.
But I didn't see that. See, that's
okay.
If a guy grew up in the household and he sees that, and he's going to think it's all right because his daddy's doing it. And most young boys, they idolize their fathers. So they're going to see what their father doing, and they're going to think it's okay.
But if they don't see it, but they know other men that they heard talking that,
but they're not idolizing other men. They're idolizing their father.
Okay.
A lot of they can care
what
other men are doing. You know, they can care less what other men are doing. You know, this is my pop. This is my dad. My dad is doing it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so women,
you know,
let me ask y'all a question, women, while he's still on here. Y'all idolize your mothers?
In the beginning?
Anybody. Any lady can speak. So if mama's being a hoe, does the girls want to be a hoe?
Oh, that's cold.
I'm just asking a question. I'm just trying to be in general. I'm just saying, if mama's fucking everybody, even though she ain't doing it in front of you, but you know she going out all the time, does that mean you're going to do it too or what?
I don't think so. I know with me, my mom, you know, she wasn't in the household with me, and I watched my uncle a lot, and it was what it was. You know, like they were whatever.
He was with everybody. Who the fuck was he
with? It wasn't that they were with everybody, but, you know, I would watch them, and I'm like, well, what the hell? You know, and that kind of...
Well, you know, maybe I'm fucked up because I grew up in the era. I'm older than probably everybody on here, maybe, I think. So my thing is I grew up in the era of time where people were swinging a lot back in the day when I came up in the 60s and 70s. Okay, I grew up in that era of time. So... Even though it was black folks and stuff, a lot of people didn't see that, didn't think that. But, yeah, they was doing a lot of swinging. They was doing wife swapping or whatever you want to call it. Now, I don't do that. Now, I've been married a couple of times, and I never swiped my wife around, even though I knew they was doing shit like that. So I'm just saying, is that really, watching who you see, does that really have an effect? I'm sure it has some kind of effect on you, but does it make you still do the things that you do now as a grown-up?
I think it's something that's in you. I think it's just something that's in you, to be honest. Something
there you
like
go.
That,
I like that.
That got to be just
I like
in
that.
You. You know, to
there you go,
that,
brother.
That,
that's
extra,
what I'm going. That's what I'm trying to get
to do that.
Right.
You know, if
right.
it's in you to do that, then I don't care what you say. You know, it's just in you to do. But I want to try this. I want to try that. That's just like, mm-hmm. that turns me on. It's just got to be in you. You know, to be honest with you, that's just the way I feel about it. You know, if it's
right.
something that's just extra freaky in you that you got this experience and you got to bring out, that's just you. You know?
So let me ask you a question, man. How you stop being a hoe, man?
How you stop being a hoe and shit, man?
Met the right girl.
Okay, well, okay.
I'm telling you,
I believe that's a good answer. That's the right answer. That's the right answer. That's the right answer.
Self-control.
Because I know motherfuckers that love their wives. Love their wives. Love them.
I'm going to say this right now. On the radio. My name is Arthur C.J. Hudson. I never have, and I never will cheat on my wife because I love her just that much.
And that's great, but every man ain't like you, brother. Every man ain't like you. That's great, but every man ain't like you. But I'm going to tell you from my experience. I'm not going to get on the other man. I'm going to go by some shit that I did when I was married. Probably why I ain't married now. But anyway, you know, I mean, sometimes you get to a point when you get stagnant in your relationships. And you got to come up with communication and ways to make things keep going, okay? Sometimes it happens. Sometimes you marry people out of lust and you think you're in love, but you ain't really. And then you find out after you didn't ignore all the damn red flags in the beginning of this shit when you saw that shit, but you wanted that ass so much you just said, fuck it, I'm going to go on and go deal with this. Then after you get used to being with somebody, them flags are still there, and you're like, damn, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I getting this? Then you start doing shit on the outside, looking for that what you missed or what you ain't getting at home, like Alexander O'Neal and was saying, you know. So,
you just described my whole marriage.
It's a trip because I've done book signings. You know,
Well, you know, we got groupies. Let's talk about that. We got groupies. You know that. They follow us around and shit.
You know, and it's a trip. It really is.
I'm just glad you love your wife because I'm going to tell you, your dick don't get hard for nobody but your wife. I'm glad, bro, that you just love your woman.
I never said that.
It's just self-control.
That's thank you.
Let DB tell it.
Is that self-control, you know? And, you know, I come to that point of realization, I can tell a woman no. You know, I can get a woman hot and heated, like, yeah, I'm good. You know, and there's not a lot of men that's going to say no to pussy. They're just not.
Well, you got to try to, you know,
gotta
learn to turn it down, I
but
guess.
But you
got to like,
keep yourself out of that situation. The best way is keep yourself out of that situation.
Well, that's what it says.
Right.
And I ain't trying to get biblical on
you. You ain't going to get caught up.
But it says flee. It does say flee from that shit. I mean, you know, I mean, I ain't trying to get biblical on you, but I'm just saying that. Okay, we got Cotton. Miss Cotton is here on the line. It's going to help the ladies out. Say hello to Miss Cotton, the soft-spoken poet. How you doing, baby?
Like how you just separated.
How are you?
I'm good.
Now, we got four women, and we got how many men? Three? And we're talking about relationships now, and as we always do, we always get there. And I like to hear from other authors, especially the ones who write erotica and different things.
Well, I deal with all kinds of erotica in my book.
I didn't say you didn't, brother. I know you now. Don't get me wrong. I know who you are. So what I'm saying is we, you know, like to talk about situations and stuff, and we always talk about relationships things on here because we like to get different opinions from other people that are so.
Right.
My thing is you know, and I like to get the women's side of it because I'm finding out now in my walk, in whoredom, if you want to call me a whore, since people say I'm a whore out there, that because I'm being honest to women.
You're whore.
I mean, I don't know why that's being a whore, but anyway, I'm just finding out there's a lot of women out there that want the same thing. They're not really looking to be in a relationship. They just want to be able to go ahead and be with who they want to be with, and it don't necessarily have to mean you fucking all the time, but they just want to be able to date and just do what they want and not be judged.
And if
you got a man that's going to come to them and say, look, you can do what you want. We can go out. We can do whatever. If you want to have sex, we can. If you don't, we don't have to. And you ain't got to worry about it. Just tell me that you're going out with somebody else. Be honest. Let's have communication.
I don't think most women really want. I think they say most women want honesty, you know, and I agree with that. Most women want honesty. But the difference between a man and a woman, in my opinion, is women's feelings get involved much quicker than a man.
There are some cases where men want to get in a relationship and the woman don't want to.
That's true. But on the average, more women wants to be in a relationship than a man.
The reason why I agree with your brother is because it's about feeling for women. You're right. It's about feeling for women. Men, all they got to do is see some shit and they're ready. Most of the time, and I'm gonna get the women to speak on this. Most of the time, when a woman, we always talk this. Most of the time, when a woman messes around on her man, is because of feelings, which means this: he did something to make her want to have to go out and do something, or she felt like that's the only way she can get him back by having sex with somebody or doing something. It's about feelings. You're right. It ain't a lot that do go out there and just fuck us and be fucking, but there are some that do.
They don't.
So women, I want y'all to come on in now. Come on in.
Keep in mind that sometimes when you're listening, when a woman tells you, you know, we don't have to, you know, do anything. You don't have to have a serious relationship. Sometimes that's bullshit. I'm just saying. That's just a way to get you in because it's easy to get you in that way. If you hear a woman say, I don't really want anything from you. She knows that she's whipping on you good enough. your ass going to keep coming back, and eventually you're going to give her what she wants.
That's called the art of persuasion. That's what I write in my book.
But you know
the
what?
Art
but
of persuasion. The power of persuasion.
But a lot of men play that game, and a lot of men know. They know when to think that. And they say, okay, that's the way it is. She going to whip it on me, and I'm going to be hers. Okay. But then something happens. Somebody's feelings start getting involved.
It's easy to say
on the outset when you just meet someone and y'all doing a little creep thing or y'all going out whatever or and messing around whatever. It's easy to say, well, even if both parties say it, yeah, we just gonna mess around. It ain't nothing serious, you know. He doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. It ain't nothing serious. But once somebody's feelings get involved. That's a whole different ballgame.
Let me say this one thing.
It's a difference between a man and a woman, and as far as having sex is involved, a woman needs to be in the mood. A man just needs to be in the room.
Okay. Since you said all that, let me say this, and I'm going to let BV get in because I know he want to get in. Since you said all that, you're right. That's why you got to have a certain time frame with this person. You can't spend too much time with them. Now, if you just want to be a booty call, you can't be taking them out. You can't be texting them. You can't be doing all this shit. You just go fuck. You don't talk about how your day was and shit. You don't bring all that into the bedroom. You just say fuck and take your clothes off. How you want me to turn you? You want me to flick you like this? That's the only communication you should be having and shit. Then after that, you leave. Now, when you start bringing in, I want to take you out, let's go to the movies and all this shit, it becomes dating. And once it becomes dating, the feelings get involved.
Yeah, because now you're getting to know the person. You can't start getting to know the person and knowing their family and what they did. No. Just come in and do the do and leave. That's all we need to do.
You don't need to say, how was your day? You just need to say, open your mouth, you stick my dick in the first one. That's what you need to say. And keep going.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all, I got to go. My niece just had a baby. They're off the seat and hustle me a assassin out. Please.
All right, brother, but we thank you for calling in, man. All right. Okay, so, lady, y'all heard what he said, and now he's gone. Let me see. So what do y'all think? Anybody?
I only heard a little bit of what he thinks, but, you know, I'm just, like I said, I think that for I'm not against women, but because I'm a woman. But at the same time, I've seen the sneakiest, underhandedest, most deviant stuff that I've seen women do, and I don't agree with any of it. Not to say that men don't do things when it comes to trying to be in a relationship, but I'm a woman, so I see it more from the woman's side. I mean, you pretty much know that men are conniving and sneaky, but for the most part, we always expect that the woman is going to be the safer of the two, and now that's not even the case. Now we're not sure if the woman's going to be the safer of the two because they do some underhanded type of things to, and like I always say, if you complaining about a man all the time, keep in mind that most of these men were raised by women. So what does that say about us women? What are we doing?
Right. And, you know, it goes, we talked about the Steve Harvey book and all that already, so I don't know if we're going to get into a little of that or not. But let me see. We got 3568. Last 4, 3, 5, 6, 8. Do you have a question?
No, I just wanted to make a little comment on what y'all said.
Okay, where are you calling from, brother? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Scooter. I'm calling from the state of Maryland.
Okay, how you doing, Scooter? All right, Facebook husband, how you doing? So what's your comment, brother?
My part of this is, if you tell the truth, you will get what you want. You know? Because I'm a
man. Say that again. I didn't hear you, brother. Say that one more time.
My thing is, if you do tell the truth, you will always get what you want, no matter what. You have to be.
Now, I agree with you, brother.
I won't say you get what you want, but you'll damn sure get what you deserve.
Well,
I agree with you on that, too. But the thing is, you know, people are so microwave. I call this a microwave society now, because everybody wants shit yesterday. If they would just take their time and take their time with a woman and just let it be about her. And when I say this, I'm not talking about kiss her ass or nothing. I'm just saying you just make sure that you let it and be serious about it. Let it be about her, and you'd be surprised what you can get a woman to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you just make it about her in the bedroom, take your time with her. You ain't got to rush. I mean, you got all night.
take your time. I ain't saying you got to fuck the whole time, but you need to be eating, you need to be licking, you need to be doing all kinds of things. Give a variety of stuff so that you can give this woman a chance to get off. And before you do that, you got to fuck her brain by talking to her. You got to get to her mind. That's what they want. And when by the time you get them to bed, when it's time to get them to bed at the right time, you ain't got to work because it's already there.
Yep.
A lot of men just don't get that. They just, I don't know what they be thinking. But anyway. Did you have anything else, brother?
And so, too, you got to work the mind to get what you want. And you got to work it in an honest way. You know, filling it with full of bull crap and stuff like that, that ain't getting you nothing but trouble.
Right. Well, I agree with you. And I thank you for calling in, man, and telling us that, because you sound like a brother who knows what he's talking about. And we just got to be able to get, you know, get more men to know that. Huh?
Scooter, are you married?
Scooter, Cotton asked you a question.
Are you married, Scooter?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
I was married for 12 years. I'm in the process of getting a divorce.
Well, Scooter, okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it happens. Look, okay, I'm going to be honest. I've been married 3 times, Scooter, and I know what to do with women, too. So, but I had to learn, I guess, going through these things with different women. But the thing is, and not trying to come up with those excuses why I was married so many times, but when you rush shit, that's why I talk about rushing. When you rush, you do things. And that's the reason why I was married 3 times, because I rushed into all these relationships, not giving it a chance, not trying to find out what these people was really about, and not giving it a chance to see where we both wanted to go with it. We just wanted to get married. And that's not what you got to do. You got to take time out and learn people and know them, you know, any kind of way. And I'm not talking about you got to live with them all day. If you want to do that, it's fine. But to me, living with somebody is like being married to them. So I'm not trying to do that either. My thing is you want to get to know the person, because I know people can hold up a front for so long and all this, just like the Steve Harvey shit with the 90-day rule and all this. I mean, you know, people can do stuff. And you know, fuck somebody else for 90 days and not you, and make them think like they ain't doing nobody. You know, I mean, they can do that. That's why this shit don't work. But anyway, so, you know, I mean, I know people can put up fronts for a long time, but eventually they're going to let their guard down, and you're going to really see what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to show yourself, too, because you're going to get tired of this. If you're faking, you're going to get tired of faking. Eventually you're going to want to be you.
Well.
And once you find out you can be you and they're not going to be upset with you, then you're going to be okay, because then you can really be who you are, and that's what they're going to know. But if you just be yourself in the beginning, you ain't got to worry about it. Like these guys who spend all the time with a woman when they first meet her, they want to spend every minute, every drop and second with her. And then as soon as they think they got her, or they got her married, or that she's his, then they want to start hanging out with the boys again, when they should have been doing that shit anyway.
Exactly.
Because she's going to think they changed. Why are you doing this now? Well, you should have been doing that shit anyway. You know you hang out with the boys, hang out with them. So
okay,
she can get you, you're doing
honest.
That.
Let's be honest, we all do things. We all go above and beyond in that honeymoon phase. We do. You know,
I'm not saying that.
You know, because you know why? Because the thing is, if we show women who we truly were from the beginning, we all be masturbating every night. And that's just honesty. You know what I'm saying?
You know something? I don't know about that.
No, because she has to learn.
I masturbate anyway, so it don't make a difference. Okay.
No.
Oh,
my point is this.
Oh, damn it. Everybody does it. Shit. Anyway, go ahead, brother. What you're saying is right, DB, but I think
if we were the same assholes. No, but this is the truth. If we were the same assholes at the very beginning that we eventually become, we would be jacking off every night. We would not have a woman. You know,
what if you just like jacking off, man? I mean, you like to fuck too, but what if you just like jacking off? I'm just fucking with you, man.
That's my point. You know what I'm saying? You can't be that person. The woman has to grow to love the person you are.
I'm not saying you
got
to give her your whole self in one day. You don't give it all to her at once. You got to give it to her in pieces.
But wait. If you was going out with a woman and she farted all the time, you'd be like, oh, damn this. I ain't got to be with her. But if you with her and she knows she got gas problems, but that's what I'm saying. If you grow to know that part of her, that's different. But if on the first date she letting some big ones rip, you're like, oh hell no.
I'm not saying give her everything on the first date. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you get to know the person. You got to get to know them. That's what I was saying, you know, and getting to know them, I mean, and how many times they fart or whatever. If you want to use farting as an analogy, you know, how many times does she bust gas, bust a cat or whatever, you know, I mean, fine. There's a pussy fart when she fuck. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. Come on, ladies. Y'all got to come on in here. Now, y'all agree, you don't give it all at once. You don't give all your stuff out at one time. You take your time and do it. You don't...
But you definitely have to be comfortable with who you see. A lot of times people aren't comfortable with who they are. That's why they put on the front in the first place. You know, you have to be comfortable with who you are as a person so that you can allow the person you're dealing with to see who you are firsthand. People often think that, you know, I am going to change later. I am the same person. Red's known me for years. I am the same woman I was years ago. The only difference is I'm better at being who I am. Because, and I'm by myself, you know, for a reason. Because I needed to know who I am to know that I would be able to, you know, be a woman, be a good enough woman to a man. But if I have doubts about me and have insecurities about myself, that I can't show a person who I truly am, I can't be in a relationship with somebody. It won't
well,
work.
Point that
a lot of times people are putting on front.
Right. Why do you have to put a front on, though? I mean, why can't you just take your time and get to learn somebody? Why can't you just be you?
Because
don't give it all at once. But just try to learn what the person's about. Why does it have to be a front? I don't understand
because,
that.
Because the person, sometimes the person you're dealing with, they're not comfortable with who they are.
Right. More often
so you got a front for them?
They're trying to front for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, I got it. Okay. Stevie, what was saying? Lady, is Carla and Latisha still here?
What'd you say, Stevie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Go ahead, Stevie.
But understand, more often than not, it's not a front. Because these are the personalities that we have. These are the people we really could be. It's just so, but the thing is, more often than not, we're comfortable with being less than that person. So we exhibit the best that we are when we go out on dates. But then the more comfortable we get with that person, the less we have to exhibit the best parts of us. And that's what we do.
Man.
It's not that we front, because these are truly who we are. We can truly be sincere. We can be compassionate. We can be emotional. But the thing is that more often than not, it's like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to be that person all of the time. You know, and so that's what they pull back on. It's like, I don't want to be the best person I am all the time, because that's what they'll expect. If I can reel it back, when I do those good things every now and then, you know, she'll respect it. And that's the mentality that we got in. We can't be the best.
That sounds like a game to me.
But see, that's the thing. And that's the big headache that it is. You know,
that sounds like a game to me.
I'm indifferent. My thing is, I'm indifferent.
Okay.
You know, if I'm
okay
out with somebody and we having fun, you know, I'm always going to be that.
I got to give her just a little bit of me. I can't give her all of me right now,
because
if I let her shoot too much, it's like, that's
game. The thing is, you can't be all things to all people. You know,
well, of course
that'll
not
never happen. But
of course not, and I never try to be.
You can exhibit the best parts of your personality to certain people. If they respond, then, you know, you exhibit that a little less and a little less until y'all find that comfort zone between the both of y'all. You know, and that's kind of what we do, whether you want to call it a game, whether you call it human nature, it is what it is. You know,
okay.
This is
I'm just trying to see, because now that you're bringing that to me, I'm wondering if people are gaming me like that, not giving me the whole them, because they worried that if they give me too much, I ain't going to be able to handle it or whatever. You know, I'm just wondering if that's, you know, the case. Or do I even do that? Now I got to even look and see if I even do that. But, you know, if I do subconsciously do that.
We do subconsciously.
Yeah, unless they've known
okay
you for years. If it's somebody mm-hmm you're just meeting, I'm sure they're doing it to a certain
right
degree.
Right.
Exactly. What do they call that? That first impression? You want to make that good first impression? Everybody
right
tries
yeah
to do that.
See, when I make the first impression, I'm just natural. I try to be natural all the time in the first impression.
Okay, who is this speaking now?
The schooler.
Oh, you back? Okay, bud. I thought you was gone. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead, bro.
You know, but when I go out with somebody, I always do the same thing I always been doing. You know, laugh, joke, you know, try to make you laugh. That's all I do. It's always the same, 24/7, 365.
Okay.
I mean,
so does that work, ladies?
I mean, we all. Yeah, it works.
but it's not like that in real life. Not all the time.
You said in a perfect world, it's not all the time.
Right.
Okay, so give
me
an example.
Like
why is it? Okay, go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
It's just like if you're going on a job interview. If you go on a job interview, walk around in your sweatpants that you wear every day and your sneakers and you slouching down in your seat, you being comfortable, you're not going to get the job. I mean, it's a certain impression you have to put up. I'm not saying you're lying. You're just being the right person to try to get that job. You're just doing what you have to do to get that job. You're not necessarily lying. You're being the person you need to be. And a lot of men do that. They, instead of wearing their sweats and their sneakers like they wear every day, they're going to put on a pair of nice shoes and slacks and a shirt to make that woman think, oh, yeah, he's sharp. But that's not what you do every day. It's the same thing. But you're trying to make that impression.
So how do you keep that up? So they can't keep it up because they're so used to So they can't keep it up eventually because the truth is going to come out of them once they get comfort in their comfort zone.
Well, you only get so many interviews before you get the job. And when you get the job, you're like, okay, that first week I'm going to bust my ass. I'm going to work extra hard. When you get there,
yeah, but is that really a good analogy to use? Like, really, because if I'm an employer, I expect you to come in here giving me your best. But as a human being, as a woman, I expect you to come in and give me who you really are, not who you want me to think you are. Because, I mean, that's I don't know if that's a good analogy to use.
Well, I want to say, you want them to give you your best. I want that person to give me their best all the time, too.
Right.
In a relationship.
You don't want it to be. Right. I want to see who you are. I want to see the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, the. I want to see it all, but I don't know.
But this is the thing. Everybody says that, but if you get that all at the beginning, it may be too overwhelming. And
right.
Let's be honest, because like I said, if this dude is scratching his balls and calling his boys while you're in front of him, that's not cool. You know, you say
yeah,
you
but
wouldn't
at the same
do it
time,
in front
but that,
of
him. But
you wouldn't
that,
do it in front
but,
of
him. Give me the option of saying, now here we go. I'm going to go there. Now you're taking away my choice to really make a good decision because you're not giving me who you really are. If you give me who you really are, now I can say, you know what, I couldn't deal with this long term. I either can say I can deal with this long term or I can't. So now it's the same as lying if you can't give me who you really are because now you're taking away my choice to make a good decision on whether or not I want to pursue this relationship with you.
If that man is presenting me, that's still a part of him. It is.
Right. But then I get to say, okay, you know what? This won't work for me.
But this is the thing. And, like, we all have been on bad dates where that person across from us, no matter how great they seem to be or how great they are to themselves, we walk away like, I can't stand that person. No second date. We already know that. You know what I'm saying? We've all been on that date where we're like, wow, I've never seen this person again. My point is, they've offered the best. They didn't lie. They've offered the best that they can possibly have, and they failed because that's not what you were looking for.
Right.
So, I mean, the thing is, we all grow into that role where we find that happy medium that both of us are comfortable. I can't give you the 100% best of me, you know, forever. I can't give you 100% forever. You know,
yeah,
so what I mean,
situation.
Give you as much as I possibly can for as long as I possibly can.
I'm going to say this. I've been married for 18 years, and I can tell you when my husband and I first started dating, he didn't come in there scratching his balls and farting and doing all of that. But 18 years later, he can do that now, and it's like second nature because I've gotten to know him, and I know that that's just what he can belch. He can do all of that stuff. But he didn't do that on the first date. Now, as we started to get to know each other, certain things started happening. You know, so.
Well, I agree. And I never said, I guess I got this in the beginning, everybody thinking that you don't wean the person in. You got to wean them. You can't give them everything in the first date.
Because
I've been in a situation, I'm going to tell you right now. I was in a situation with this female. I ain't going to say her name, and she might be listening. Something that happened with somebody. Okay. And this person decided that she wanted to, I guess she thought that she was going to fuck me into being with her. Because she decided that she wanted to give me everything. And this is the first day that I've seen her, okay? Of course, you know, I'm You know, like, you sure you want to do all this shit? Because, I mean, you just met me. I mean, goddamn, you know, she, you know. But she wanted to do everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I'm not going to go into detail because I don't want – I said some shit on here one time and somebody was listening. They went back and said some stuff to somebody. So I'm not going to say what happened. But this motherfucker did it all. You want me to hit, let me go ahead and say it?
You didn't say any names.
This motherfucker let me – every hole that she had, I was in that motherfucker. How about that?
Ooh, ooh.
Okay.
But the thing was,
luck, okay.
Okay, well, y'all okay. Said y'all wanted to hear the shit. Oh, TV, why you trying to act like you a bit much, motherfucker? Anyway.
Yeah, but I would never say that. I would never
okay,
say that.
Okay, did I say, I didn't go into detail. I just said every hole that was available was available. All right, so after that, they started acting like, oh, I really want to be with y'all, blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean, you gave me too much, and I probably would have did it, but I was scared of that shit because it was too much at one time. So these guys who think they want to get all that in one time and shit and all that, they lying too. But anyway, my thing is,
yeah, they are.
You got to take your time with stuff. You know, this person, I just felt like it was more to it than that. They were really desperate or they just really just, I mean, it would just seem like there was a lot of issues. Everybody got baggage, okay? We know that. Everybody has baggage, so you got to deal with certain ones that you want to or not. That's why informed decisions are important. But the thing was, you know, they gave too much, and then they wonder why. And I'm not calling them back because of that. It's because that some of the stuff they were saying, the questions they were saying to me, because of my age, they felt like in the situation I was in, they felt like, how can you be 50 years old and you don't know what you want right now or don't want to be in a relationship? I just got out of a relationship, so I don't want to be in one right now. And I told you all this. I put everything on the table. You made a decision to do what you want to do, and now you're mad because I won't do what you want. You know, it was just crazy, and I just don't understand why some people would do that, but she did this, and then it was like, now you're mad at me because, you know, you don't want, I didn't did all this or whatever. I can't be just your girlfriend. What you saying? You want to get married? Hey, you just met me. So, you know, it was just kind of funny. I just had to bring it out. So how do people get to that from what you're saying? You know, you're saying don't give it all. You take your time, but then you got some people that's out there just throwing all that shit out there.
Yeah, like we always run from that person. If we, like as men, if we meet a woman who want to get married after the first date, we're like, oh, check please, you know. And if a woman meets a guy who only wants sex, you know, and they're looking for something a little more solid, you know, they feel kind of
check,
the same
please.
Thing. So
but that's why you put it on the table. You try to at least talk about this if you can with this person in the beginning. You don't want to just start doing stuff and
you're
leading them on with these dates. That's what you try to do. I do. I can only speak for me. On the first date, I try to talk to people on the first date and let them know where I'm at because you want to let them know where you are. You don't want to lead people on. Like some people do, even though that might be their intent, they do that. They lead people on because they worry, well, if I tell her this now, she ain't going to let me handle it. I'm telling you, that's what it be. And that's what fucks shit up. If you just go ahead and tell the damn truth in the beginning, let the person make a decision, I'm going to say 85% of the time, you're going to still get the ass if you tell the damn truth.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that how you get rid of the riffraff? And that's how I get
exactly.
rid of the riffraff.
Exactly.
I'm just telling
you. You get rid of the riffraff right there,
like I said,
if you're looking for a relationship. But if you're just out here and you're just trying to figure out what you want, you don't really know exactly what you want, but you still want to kind of be with folks and talk to them, then you should tell them. And you're right. You get rid of the riffraff that way.
But like I said, you know, you may not.
But Jimmy said I'm being a hoe. He says I'm being a hoe because I'm doing that. I don't think so.
He said whore-ish.
Yeah, whore-ish. He said I'm being a whore-ish. I'm whore-ish because I'm telling
like
women
said,
that I want to
you know,
that I want to take you out and I want some pussy too, but I don't want to be your boyfriend.
Yo, my
I
God.
I mean, I'm telling the damn truth. The second mission for months.
But huh? Wait. Just because you tell the truth don't make it right. Just because you tell the truth don't make it right.
DV, what am I supposed to do, man? What am I supposed to do, DV? What am I supposed to do?
What I'm saying is,
go out here and act like I want to be with this motherfucker when I don't. All I want to do is fuck her and that's it. That's what I'm supposed to do. What you said, that's wrong. Tell me what I'm supposed to do so I know what to do.
There's no rationalizer with you, sir. But my point.
No,
is,
you just tell me. Tell me what you do. What you do, DV, because you're doing the same shit, you're just doing it in a different way. So tell me how
you
do it.
Right. You know, let's be honest. My thing is like, there's not one person who I'd be like, man, I would like to fuck the shit out of her. It's just not. The thing is, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Red. I'm more interested in conversation more than anything. Because if we can't converse with each other, there's no point in us even going on the next date.
DV, I talk to girls too. I don't just fuck, DV. Come on,
no,
I talk to them.
You just admission. You was like, girl, I want to fuck you in your booty hole and then put it in your ear. Like,
I didn't tell
God.
Her that. She just
you
offered
said
it. On the
first
she offered
day.
It. I didn't tell her that.
Oh, my God.
I told you she was being nasty. What the fuck are you saying? Don't try to put it out. Okay, look. We got another caller. Let me see if they have a question. I ain't going to say the area code, but I'm going to say the last four. 4292, do you have a question? State where you're calling from, and do you have a question?
Hi, this is Gwendolyn Carter. How are you?
Hey, Gwen, how you doing? We're at it again like we always are.
I'm just laughing my head off. You know, I'm late coming
into
the conversation, but... It's usually, you know, just like this, and I love it. That's why I like listening, so.
Well, we, you know, we talk real shit on this show, and ladies, we're going to give y'all a chance to tell everybody here in another few minutes how they can get your books and everything, and I hope y'all are not upset because we do let people know that you are authors, but we also want to let people know that you are people as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, Red, we never got a chance to really hear the women speak on this. So, you know, I kind of want to hear everything they have to say uninterrupted words so that we can get their take on you know, this whole relationship and being honest in the relationship.
Okay.
You know, really,
and we
got
15 minutes
to
do that.
Can we get
we
that from
still
you ladies?
We talk about Lakeisha's book.
Well, let's talk about
Lakeisha's
book.
About my book.
Let's talk about your book, Lakeisha. Let's talk about your book right now, baby. Because you got some sexual shit
book.
Going on. Let's talk about your book.
Well, my book, the book that I'm promoting now is called Fetish for a Blue Sky. And Fetish for a Blue Sky. The main character's name is Sky, and she's currently juggling three relationships with three different married men. And the difference between her and other mistresses is that she does not want a relationship from these men. All she wants is what she wants when she wants it. She's not looking for anything long term. She, you know, wants to satisfy
like
her sexual needs. Exactly. Yeah, definitely. She has one man whose wife just had a baby, so she's not really attractive to him anymore. So she gives that man the sexual satisfaction that he's missing at home. Then there's the other man who has the wife who's in the boardroom more than in the bedroom, so he doesn't get a whole lot of stimulation from his wife, so she gives that man what he's missing. And then there's just the real freaky gentleman who's been married to his wife since he was like 18 years old. He just doesn't find her attractive anymore, so she gives him what he's missing. And she's fine with these relationships. She doesn't care what people say about her, how people feel about her. She just does what she has to do.
So do you live vicariously through your character, or do you actually do this shit?
I have been happily married for
everybody's
18
happy
years.
Everybody's happy, motherfucker. Okay. You happily married. I got you. But
mm-hmm.
you writing this shit. Okay.
I write.
Okay. So is that something you would like to do if you could, though, baby? If you could do that, would you do it if you could in another world? In another world?
I don't think so. And let me explain to you why. I grew up watching women that I knew have relationships with married men, and it was just something mm-hmm. that I always said when I grew up. That's nothing that I would ever do. So,
okay.
I've always just felt that way. You know, to each his own.
So what intrigued you to write this? What made you to bring this steamy story out, like, you know, with this concept?
The reason I wrote this story, and it really was to just kind of open the eyes to a lot of women that are married out there to kind of look at themselves and say, what am I not doing in this relationship? Because I know a lot of people want to blame the man, and a lot of times it is the man because he's stepping out. But at the same time, are you doing everything that you're supposed to do in a relationship, too, to keep your man happy?
That's true.
And that's,
but don't women step out, too, though? I mean, I know most of the time it's always
definitely.
A feeling thing.
It's just to make it caught more
often. Definitely. Women step out probably just as much as men do. But at the end of the day, if we want to have some good married people out there, they all need to just kind of make sure they're looking in the mirror and saying, did I do everything I'm supposed to do in this marriage to make it work? And that's really what I was trying to drive home. There is a twist in it, and there's someone that comes back from her past, and you get to know Sky and find out what happened in her childhood that
made her that way?
This type of person, yes.
Right, right. Okay. Well, goddamn, when am I going to get a copy of this book signed by you? I want copies of both of y'all, books, really. The latest books, if I could. I'll buy them. I just want them signed for them.
Definitely.
Will I be able to get them?
Not a problem.
Okay. So
So that's my full length novel, and then I also have a short story that came out about a month before the novel, and that's in an anthology by Nikki Turner Street Chronicles, A Woman's Work, and the short story is about a group of prostitutes. One of the prostitutes is killed, and her best friend is trying to avenge her murder. So that's my story that I kind of wrote with a little more spice to it.
How spicy is it?
Well, when you start talking about prostitutes and the things that prostitutes do for money,
baby, you can
talk
say
about
the shit
golden.
On here. Hey, you can
talk
say the
about
shit
golden.
This,
you got
this is word. This is word.
Golden
showers.
Shots.
Niggas, you got people pissing on motherfuckers in the book.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta leave that shit. No. Okay. Okay, you got some piss going on. Okay, what else?
Yeah, I mean, of course you got whatever a man wants you to do. These women do it for money. And
oh, really? So
they got all
kinds of shit. Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you make that into a full length novel?
I'm trying to decide if I want to do that or not. I do have a couple of twists that I could take with a couple of the characters, but I'm still kind of in my head thinking about that.
Okay. So now, ladies, I'm going to give y'all a chance right now before we get any further in this because we got a little bit of time, but I want to give y'all a chance to tell everybody how people can get your books and if they want to get you for a book signing or if you want, you know, where you're going to be in the future here. So we'll start with you, Lakeitha, and then we'll get Carla. And I think Katie said she was going to come back another time because something came up, so.
Okay. All of my books are available on Amazon.com. You can also go to my website, which is my name, LakeithaCox.com, and that's LakeithaCox.com. Reach me on Facebook, and you can also follow me on Twitter at IamLakeitha. So feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter to find out about ways to get me at your book signings. I love to go to book clubs, book signings, whatever. Working with
I'm coming to Richmond
call.
Next month, so I'm gonna have to come look you up.
Well, you need
if your
to
husband
call
don't
me.
Get
yes.
mad.
Yes,
I
call
will,
me,
cause
call
I'm coming up there, cause I got a couple of kids up there. I gotta come visit. I got a son that's graduating, so I need to come up there, and I'll be in the area. So,
okay, well,
I'll give you a call.
Me. Please,
please
do.
Congratulations.
He's the last son that's graduating from high school, so I got one more daughter after that, and then all my kids. I got four of them. They all be out there in the world, so.
What high school
that's,
was he graduating
that's good.
From?
Well, actually, he's at Colonial Heights. He's down there in Colonial Heights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a little further down from Richmond, but I call it Richmond because no people know about Petersburg and all that shit, unless you was in the Army or something. So I was in the military for a while, so that's why I was up there. So 22 years of that. So, but, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. So the number that is on here is, I'm not going to say it, DV. But the number that's on here is the number I can call you at, right? Or I'll just let you text it to me on Facebook.
Okay.
You just do that, okay? All right, so Carla.
Yes?
How are you, baby?
I'm great.
You ready to talk about where we can get contact with you and all that stuff?
Sure.
I already got your number, so I'm going to be calling you anyway. All right, go ahead.
Go right ahead.
I already called you, so, you know, we're going to be talking some more. But go ahead, baby.
No problem. Well, my publishing company is Life Changing Books, and you can get my books from lifechangingbooks.net, Amazon or Kindle, or your local bookstores. And you can contact me on Facebook and Twitter. It's under Carla Pennington. I don't have a website at this time, but you can inbox me either on Facebook or Twitter. And I need to clarify something earlier. I stated that I had two short stories. I gave the wrong name for one of them. I said Deceitful Love. That's actually in an anthology called Chocolate Historia de Amor.
And the other short story is called Cruisin', and it's with Mocha Chocolate, Shanae Green Dowdell as well. And also I forgot to mention that one of my short stories is called Dirty. It is going to be released.
Dirty.
It's going to be released through Zane's anthology in 2013.
All right. You got in with Zane. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You made it with
Zane,
that's some hard shit to do.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm just writing with all my Tyree, and you writing with Zane and shit. So, fuck it. That's all right.
And what was so funny about that, I actually missed the deadline, and one of my girlfriend, she was like, you need to go ahead and just pay the $23 to overnight that story. And I did. I paid $23 to overnight that story, even though it was still late. And I actually submitted it to be in this summer's anthology. And when I found out I wasn't in that, then I got an email stating I was going to be in next summer's. I'm like, whoa.
That's great because, you know, Zane's good. She's so busy, and it's good to get recognized. You know, her sister's her editor, her chief editor, so... You know, that's good that she was able to get that. I commend you on that.
Thank you.
You should see her picture on Facebook, the way she be looking at motherfuckers on there. She's alluring, just pulling mugs in and shit. You know, it just fucks me up how she got that. That's what made me call her and say, you want to be on the show and shit?
I'm like, when you said what you said on my page, you said, I want you on my show. I was like, I don't know if I should be scared or turned on. I'm like,
I'm just who I am, you know. I mean, I'm a real nigga, you know. I'm me.
I'm like, damn, should I run or just go kiss a plant?
And then I called you at the baseball game and shit. And I was like, he was like, why are you calling me? I'm like, baby, I just want to see if you really want to be on the show. You're like, okay, yeah. So, you know, I do have a sense of humor. That's what I like joking and laughing and shit. So, you know, anybody who want to be with me, if they don't have a sense of humor, they got to go because I can't.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, man, you've got to do it. So we got about 23 minutes. I want to ask Cotton if she's got what she's got going on right now, and DV, and, you know, whatever y'all got, and, you know, what's going on with you guys, what y'all got coming up. Is Gwendolyn still here? Yes, she's still here. So, Kai, what you got?
Hey, I will be in you know, Sweet Mangoes is still out there. You know, definitely go pick up your copy if you haven't. It's at softspokenpoet.com. I will be in
Chicago.
She'd be
fucking people up with her damn words and shit. Go ahead.
I'll be in Chicago June 8th. I'll be in New York first, June 2nd, and then I'll be in Chicago June 8th to do some performances. And then in July, we will be in GPA, and I will be in at the NAACP in Houston doing that event as well. So then we have some other shows. Still working on the show to get to Kansas, so I haven't given up on that
yet. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. These damn people is fucked up, man. I'm sorry to say it.
Yeah. They are.
We might have to do the show at my damn apartment. Fuck it. We just invite some people over here and they'll just listen to you do your thing. I don't know. We're going to get it done, though.
Okay. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen.
So what's going on with you, Mr. Hint? Since you're going off on everybody, what's up? I know you got a book in the works. You said it was going to come out probably Christmas or some shit. What did you say?
No, actually, DV, I am going to have a busy summer. In addition to writing novels, I'm doing some, you know, we all doing another anthology for Melody in addition to Little Black Book, which, you know, should be a little more fun.
I like that idea she came up with.
You know, next weekend, that's my girl. She harasses me relentlessly, but like I said, you know, she inspires me to work harder and do better. So, you know, I guess that's why we bump heads all the time.
She said she was going to call in. I see she's in the chat room, but she didn't call in. Okay, go ahead.
But
so you got something you're working with that.
Weekend.
But you don't really have anything that's actually coming out until, fall?
I'm looking for the follow-up to Valentine to come out in the fall. But in addition to that, this summer I'll be hitting up Memphis next weekend. I'll be back in Houston harassing the people at MBBF after that, heading to New York, you know, during the course of June. So like that's just June, and then there's July and August. So I got like a bunch of events planned. So that should be fun. So, you know, in addition to Untapped and Valentine and If You Don't Tell, you know, I'll be working with other authors to, you know, Tamika Newhouse, Anna Black, to, you know, basically, you know, get all our books together and, you know, put them out. So that should be fun. That should be real fun.
That sounds good. That sounds good, man. I got a lot of shit going on, too. I got a lot of stuff going on. Okay, we got 3324. Is this my girl?
Hello, yes. Hi, Red.
How you doing, Melanie?
I'm fine. How are you? Hey, DB. And Colin.
Hello, harasser.
Yeah, he was saying you was on him and shit. You know, it's good. I'm glad that everybody's doing well in their craft and they're getting their stuff out there. And Carla, congratulations to you again, Leticia.
Thank
all
you.
The stuff y'all doing, man. And y'all know y'all can come back. Hopefully I didn't scare y'all away when you won't come back to work.
Oh, no, no.
We love this show, and this is how we do it, and this is the only way we going to do it. So, you know, people that don't like it don't have to fucking listen. They can just go ahead on. But anyway, I do what I do, and this is it. And I don't have scripts. You know, we don't do scripts like some people, you know, they script and have questions already done for you. And I just feel like you need to be you when you come on the show because that's what it's about.
Exactly.
You can tell yourself more better than when you instead of having some pre-done questions and then, you know, if you want to cuss when you elaborate something, then you should be able to do that. I mean, I don't think that you should be able to be held back from who you really are.
Going back to being informed decisions being made and all that, what we were talking about earlier, you know, you just be honest and you can come on and say what you got to do, and that's what we do. And to the brother out there, Scooter, you still here on the line, Scooter? Okay, we thank you, brother, for calling in and everything. And, you know, we buy you the information that you had, and I think somebody said you was their Facebook husband, and I think you made them happy by calling in and speaking with them. So that's good.
I'll talk to you later, Scooter.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, Melanie.
Melanie.
Yes. What you got going on, baby? You got 15 minutes.
Well,
right now,
I'm just a great collector. I'm just like taking submissions. Actually, Mood Ring has gotten really good interest. I've got people emailing me about colors that they want to do, and you know,
right. I need to get on there. I'm fucking up.
I was hoping that they were gonna. It would be challenges. I think it'll just be so much fun. I don't think literature's out like that, especially erotic literature, that, you know, really just challenges the mind and tells you to think and put things together in a different way. I think we become, you know, used to everything being spoon-fed to us, and if it's not, if it's the drama and the action and everything's not spoon-fed, nobody wants to make connections, you know, so.
Hey, Melanie.
I'm looking
let me
forward
tell you something.
To. Yes?
Let me tell you something right now. You got some damn good ideas that you're doing. You're making y'all company, Naughty Inc., y'all, you putting it out there. I'm going to tell you that right now because
you
got stuff that everybody else is not doing. You got great ideas, especially that black book. I mean, that should be a damn book that comes out yearly, an anthology.
I would love to do that.
I mean, you got so much shit going on that's really good that, you know, I don't want to steal it. It's that damn good. Because it's yours. It belongs to your company. And I don't want to be trying to copy that because it's yours. You know what I'm saying? I want
to
be part of it.
The biggest
I want to be part of it.
That's right. To be a part of it. I would love.
Yeah, I
want to
be part of it, but I don't want to steal it. So, because, you know, Midwest is not going to take it. But do you invite me to be part of it, and I definitely will do it. And like I said, you're doing great things. And you keep it up. You know, stay on DB's ass and make that motherfucker write and shit like he's supposed to be doing.
Thank you. He's very
talented.
He's
trying to act like he ain't
talented.
You know,
yes,
get on him. And stay on him so he can stop acting like he's Mr. Whatever. We need to get together and write a damn book on how to get with women and shit. That's what we need to do. You know, DB, me and you, I'm telling you, we put our heads together and write this book to men and tell them how to treat women. I think we can do a great job on that, man. We should think about that. Because you have a wealth of knowledge to be at the age you are, and I'm not saying you're young and all that shit. Yeah, you are, but you know a lot of shit for your age. And there's a lot of men that don't know shit. I mean, even though I'm older than you,
there's a lot of men my age that don't know shit. We just need to get our hand and just put it out and maybe have another woman and have a woman involved. And all of us put our hands together and write this book and not like Steve Harvey and tell you how to get out here and do all this play games to play games, but just to tell people what's really going on. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
just tell the truth.
You know, you made a word sexy page. Why not just write a word sexy book? You know.
Well, that's what I
love.
We could do that. We could do that. Would y'all like to be part of it?
Because
I don't want to just do it myself. I want some people involved.
No, but what I'm saying is
I'm always happy to become
involved. No, we can write a confessional anthology, you know, something where everybody contributes a story from, you know, a point in their life and a lesson that they learned. You know, something that's so
like
helpful
that
at the same time.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, let's put that together. Let's set that up to do for next year or maybe the end of the year or something. I know we got a lot of stuff on our plates right now, but if we can set something up to put on our calendars to come together and do that for next year and start that off, I think that would be really nice. We can all write some pieces. You know, we can write a story and then maybe have a moral to it at the end saying why this worked or why that went that way or something. I don't know. We'll come up with how we want to do it.
I think there's a ton of different ways to go at that. So,
but Melanie, can we charge you to come up with the idea for that? And
sure.
Word sexy, we can use that. Because you know, you come up with such great ideas on that. Why not? Why not?
Man, you making her hair big. I can't talk to her after this one. I never hit it. She going to call me up like, get some red.
I think you should, Melanie, please. I'm charging you to come up with a idea for us to do this word sexy book. I don't care who publishes it. I don't care if it's my company. I don't care if it's your company. I don't care who publishes it. I just want to be part of it. Let's do it.
I love the word sexy meme. You need a logo. I need to maybe work on that.
Well, get a logo for me because I have a Midwest Publishing Group logo, but I need a word sexy logo.
You need to brand word sexy, sir. That's
okay,
what you
I'll
do
that because it's mine.
It's very catchy. It's very catchy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. I'll work on that. I'll get that done.
It's open. You can interpret it a bunch of different ways. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So anybody that's interested, I'm going to put that on Facebook. Anybody that was on this conversation that's interested in putting some contribution to that, especially you, Cotton, so don't be trying to get out of it. You're going to be in this as well because you bring a great woman's perspective on your part of things
mm-hmm.
that you've been through. And all of y'all, and the ladies, caller, all of y'all, if y'all want to be part of this, I ask you if you have time. You guys are welcome. We need to sit this down and really put it out there and help some people with these relationships because there's people that just don't fucking know. They just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They think that game is what you got to do, and you don't have to do that shit.
There's a lot of misleading going on. So.
Yes, because I don't really want to think like a man in order to, you know, figure out being a man.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
There is a book, like I said, there is a book that... And I got the answer to that. Like I said, Shanae Hall, I was trying to get her to come on. She hadn't responded. But she wrote the book, Why Do I Have to Think Like a Man? This was a response back to Steve Harvey. It came out. It's out there. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever you go and buy it. It's published through, I don't know what company published it, but she wrote it. She's a former NFL wife. And she
I think I've
answered
heard of
back.
It.
And there's a piece on here from Cedric the Entertainer that's going off saying that her book is good. Guess he was going against Steve on that one. Anyway,
wow.
You know, it's on the front.
Wow.
And he said that she did a candid and witty personality who has a unique way of telling you the truth. That's how she sees it. Read this book and you'll know what I say and what I'm saying.
But you know,
it's coming from Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah.
I was going to say, there are some younger generation, and this is where I'm disturbed because they're also reading this book. I've seen, you know, on Facebook or online somewhere.
Right.
They say, "Oh, I think I read the book and I've gotten some insight on to what." No, baby girl. Then I said, "Go," and I told some young girls, I said, "Go read the other book." And I sent them to Why Should I Have to Think Like a Man? I've not read her book, but I just wanted them to see two different perspectives of it.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, but at the same time, I said that to say that we have our young people going to reading this or looking at this movie thinking that this is what we're supposed to do. This is not what we're supposed to do. I've seen the movie, by the way. Like
mm-hmm.
I said, I was
uh-huh.
going to do I seen
yeah,
it on Blu-ray.
Was...
I am not.
Yeah.
I'm guilty as well.
did you like it?
Let's just be real. The movie was what we thought it was going to be, and it did what it was going to do, make money. But it didn't give you shit, okay? I mean, you
that's
could tell what was going to happen. You know, it was just made to make money. Hey, that's what he did. Like now I heard Michael Bay's is getting ready to do. Like I said, Michael Bay's is doing the same thing. Now he's got his maintenance man is coming out. He's getting ready to make a movie out of that. His new book just came out today. So it's about making money. He's got maintenance man 2 coming out. Came out today. So now they're gonna go in and do what they gotta do and get the audience, the Tyler Perry audience, and all those who like that kind of stuff. They want to put it out there and say, oh, good, make it ghetto and make it like this is what we do and all this, and, you know, and that's how they're making their money. So, you know, I ain't mad at them, but let's just be real. Is he really helping you? Are they really helping you with relationships and stuff? No. Not when they tell you to play games with a man.
Exactly. I'm like, because all of them were playing games in the movie.
Yeah. I just need enough information, I think, to decipher for yourself. And I think the reason why, you know, electronic media and all this quick fix type stuff is becoming popular is because people are starting to search again. They're starting to kind of dig a little deeper. Unfortunately, especially black folks, you know, when you're talking about making money, most people don't put the work and the time into, you know, putting information, or you're just being a little bit more careful with the information that they're putting out there, especially when it comes to relationships, how so many kids are, you know, listening to rap. I mean, there's so many different avenues. People aren't learning from family. They're learning from TV and from music. And it's the worst. The worst.
I'm
so,
glad you said
you know,
that.
Nobody has all the answers. Nobody. I'm not going to say we all have answers. All I'm going to say is, you know, give another perspective. You know, talk to more. You know, that's what you
but
do.
But you're right,
any,
you're absolutely right. And I'm going to say this real quick. We got to give it a go.
Have another perspective available. That's all.
Right. Because
yeah,
I'm going to tell you, you're right about that. Because all these songs now that you hear these rappers talking about is being in the strip club and being a stripper and stuff, it glamorizes it so much that that's what these girls think they got to do now with their bodies and stuff and be in the strip club and do that. I'm not saying it's a bad profession. I'm just saying that they're glamorizing all this stuff so much. And that ain't even a word, glamorizing. But anyway, they're putting all this stuff out there and they're making it. Okay, so that's what they say. So, you know what I'm going to say. But anyway, you're right. The media plays a big role in all this, and I think we really need to do this book, man, for real. Let's be serious about this. Let's not just say it. Let's go ahead and put this out there and put the attributes that we have, because you got the art of macking out there. You got these books telling you how to be a pimp and all this shit. Why can't we really tell the truth about relationships and how to really handle a woman, making it about the woman and doing those things?
From a non perspective of somebody who is an entertainer.
Right, exactly. Because everybody's an entertainer.
Exactly.
They're
like
something,
it.
You know, because everybody, because they got money, they're able to get this out there. So, you know.
And that's all
fine.
It is money and connection.
Right.
So, hey, people.
And like I said, I'm not mad at them. They're making their money. But, but you know, like I said, Michael Bazin, he's talking about he want to get Arius Alba or somebody to be the maintenance man and all this. And so what is that telling you? Are you trying to teach somebody something, or are you just trying to make some money?
No, he's just trying to make money.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So, but ladies and everybody, I am so glad that y'all came on today. And we got about 2 minutes before I turn on my outro. But I hope y'all come back, and I hope we really can make this happen. Melanie, let's really come up with an idea. I'll try to get a logo for We're Sexy together, and we'll get some stuff going and really get this out, because I think this book, me and Cotton have been talking about this anyway, and I think TL even talked about it a little bit when she was on the show, that we need to do this relationship thing so that people can really understand what it is to be in a relationship and how to really act, because this other shit has really deterred or has damaged us. We were already damaged, but this kind of fucked us up. I'm just going to say it like that. With this, what he's done. So, and how can you get all that from somebody? I know I've been married 3 times, but I admit that I've been married 3 times. This motherfucker left his wife to be with the wife he's with now. He write the book on relationships. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone. All right, so we thank y'all for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And he'll probably dog and try to sue me and all that stuff. But anyway, we thank y'all for coming on, and we hope to have y'all back. And anytime you want to come on, just let me know, and we'll definitely get you. And like I said, that first song, if you didn't remember the name of it, was Big Bub, My Way. Get that.
I was about to ask you, what's the outro song going to be?
The outro is going to be Touch a Dream by my boy R. Kelly, the pitcher. So I'm going to play that.
Sorry.
That
the golden shower guy. That's what y'all was talking about, right?
Yes.
Drip, drip, drip. If it don't be that, I might play this one song that I like too called "Don't Change" by Sonya Goss. That's pretty good too, so I might play that. But we thank y'all for coming on, and you know, please come back and hit me up on Facebook. You know, any questions that y'all want to talk about on the show, we can do that. And you know, we got to get some more poets on because we got to get Cotton back on doing her soft soap and stuff, so she can get somebody hot and happy and all that like she always do when she don't try to. And she's not supposed to be a sensuous poet, but it just happens. So,
thanks,
with
Rick.
That, we thank
right,
that. So, are you gonna do that for me though, Melanie?
Do what?
Give us an idea. Come on, girl.
Well,
how we
want to
do this book?
Parameters. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways it could go. You let me know what you want to write about, and we can kind of tailor from there what people, you know,
we
want to
write about how
anyway.
To treat women. This is parameters. We're going to put in different chapters how you should treat a woman, what you should do, different things, but not in a way that is gaming nobody. Just tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want, the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's the parameters.
Everybody, yeah,
okay,
everybody
so
writes a different
like,
chapter.
It's like
I know everybody
right.
got
yeah.
their own. I know everybody has their own thing. That's why that's what's going to make this book unique, because there's going to be different situations that people can pick from and not just say in one way, like the 90-day rule and shit. That's one fucking
yeah.
way.
Mm-hmm. And you
say,
yeah,
I
want to
have different ways.
Yeah, we want it to
well,
not just be about how to treat women. Women have to treat men a certain way, too.
Right, we want to talk about
and
both sides of it, not just one side.
I also think there needs to be focus on being a complete person, looking for another complete person. The problem
well,
is
the
problem.
See, you're talking about you need parameters.
We
yeah.
enter things looking for, you know, pieces to a puzzle. Well, you know, you should be just about all you need to be with somebody else, not necessarily... You know, entering with all these, you know, different parameters, things you got in your head. Oh, I got to be this way to get this type of person.
Right.
No, you need to be you. And I think the focus needs to come back on the person.
And that's the moral of the story. Is to be you is what we want to end up with. Being you is what we want to end up with. Okay.
Yeah.
So you know what to do, baby. You know what to do.
I know what to do.
So
we're gonna
talk about it some more. We'll talk about it some more. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we thank
all
y'all.
Right.
We thank y'all for coming on. I'm gonna go ahead and. Touch a dream with y'all a little bit. But we'll be talking to y'all again real soon on Word Sexy Radio.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Guys. Hey. Last night, I felt the skies open up and rain down heaven. Last night, I felt the sun, the moon, and stars come together. Last night, I heard an angel speak to me, said us forever.
Ooh, yeah.
And while we were making love, I saw visions of a tropical river. Last night I touched a dream. When you were here with me, last night I
touched a dream.
Girl, you fulfilled my fantasy.
Touched a dream.
Then we rewrote the book of love.